Nation Culture. We are here at the Upower Stadium. This is epic. Monza have just scored a goal. David Freeney with Dan Cancian. Going to do this in portrait mode. Inter just got a free kick on the right wing, and they need a goal if they want to return to the summit of Serie A. It's glanced on, and Monza will clear their lines coming down. And they, what an atmosphere! That was a deafening roar.
It was. And then maybe another one coming.
Nearly. Very, very nearly. Danny Motta with a goal. And it was, it was huge. We're here. Thanks to Monza for hosting us for this one. The Brianzoli, as they're called. They're from Brianza, this area of Lombardia. It's a derby as well, Dan.
It is. And I don't think one that Inter Milan will be, well, as focused on as the one from next week. But one that they may lose.
Yeah, they're expecting to win this one. Not sure if they're going to do it. Monza's still fighting for possession. Pessina's been immense. We're doing a piece. Yeah. We did a piece on Davide Fratesi last week, doing a follow-up piece on that. What do you think of his performance? I think he's been pretty good tonight.
He's been pretty good tonight.
More box to box than usual.
He's been pretty good. I don't think Inter Milan have been really good, though. They've been slightly lethargic, which is weird for a small Inzaghi team. He prides himself on wanting his players to be always energetic on the front foot, and we've not seen any of that from Inter tonight, really. They've been slow in possession. Ponderous.
They're definitely woken up. Here's back post goal. There's a goal here. It's Inter. Inzaghi's pointing back to the spot. It's 1-1. Will it stand? Not sure. There's Dumfries that's come on and scored it. I'd love to show you the vision. We've got some vision for you for this little podcast. Two goals in what? 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Serie A, the brilliance of it. And we've already been to Como this weekend to see 4 goals yesterday. The header here from Danny Motta. Now the reply from Dumfries.
Yeah.
Not bad, back post.
I think this would be checked by VAR.
I think it's going to be checked by VAR. We'll just run you through the 11 to start. Sommer, beating goal. Now Turanti for Monza. But Sommer, De Vrij, Turam, Altaro, Fratesi, Aslani, Mkhitaryan, Pava, Carlos Augusto, former Monza player, Davide Fratesi, former Monza player, Di Marco, Darmian, Monza with Turati, Izzo, Caprari. Goal stands, by the way.
Yeah.
Pereira, Juric, Daniel Maldini, former Milan player, Pablo Mari, Pessina, the captain, Bondo, Carboni, Kyriakopoulos. Nesta in charge of Monza. He's done okay. I mean, they've been able to hold their own.
I mean, they'll be disappointed with the goal now, but they're doing really well. I thought they've been solid. Inter didn't really create anything until now.
Yeah, I mean, like you were saying, they've been lethargic, but then they got their mojo on down this left side, crossed it into the box, found a way through.
Yeah.
Monza playing on the counter for most of the game, especially in the first half. Was kind of a boring first half, one of the most boring I've seen since we started Destination Culture and our cultural binges this season. You've been to a few. We were in Genova last time as well.
Yeah.
It's picked up at least. It's picked up.
It has. I mean, I do think that Inter obviously have got bigger fish to fry with Sete coming up on Wednesday in the Champions League.
Oh, they won a penalty here. Referee said no thanks.
No. I was saying Sete coming up on Wednesday and the Milan derby obviously is Inter have bigger fish to fry. But it just goes to show that you can't, there are no games in Serie A.
Let's just have a peek down there at the Inter fans. So they're happy now, they've got their goal. Nesta pacing up and down the touchline here. And look, I mean, how much stoppage time we're going to have? We're going to find out in about 15 seconds time. No penalty for Inter there. They're not going to get one. Dumfries has come on. One sub's got a goal. Danny Motta came on. He got a goal.
Yeah. 4 minutes of added time.
Sono stati concessi 4 minuti di recupero.
4 minutes. Look, if Nesta can pull off a draw, surely that's considered a huge point for Monza because they're still winless. They're on the verge of winning.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of good. I mean, obviously, they'd be disappointed if they think if they had to settle for a draw given they scored late. But no, I agree with you, they've done really well, really compact, really solid, and they've taken their chance when they've come, which what you want really.
Yeah, let's just talk a little bit about the stadium itself. Getting here from Como is in to look for a second goal. Trucked over the bar, yeah. My friend, from the penalty spot more or less.
Yeah.
Who's hit that one? That's from here, it looks like it might be Frattesi himself, yeah. Trying one against his former side. He's definitely playing a holding midfielder role in this game. But the atmosphere now, you can hear the whistles, both ends. I mean, it's really picked up in the last 15 minutes.
It has.
And it's a tidy little ground. We've got two big tribune, kind of like the Distinti and the Tribuna Stampa. The two sort of thick rows around the back, the curvas, about 12 rows deep, each one of them. Inter fans down one end. The Monza Ultras down the other as Inter come through. Is that Arnautovic, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think, Dan? Call this one. Oh, looking for the glancing headers. Jelinski back with it. We'll go for goals. Blocked nicely. Still there. Here come Monza.
Oh.
Monza, here they go. That's Danny Motta looking for a double. Can they win it late? And stoppages. He's taken on the man. He's driven out. Jelinski got back quite quickly, actually.
He did.
So.
He had two as well.
About a 50-minute drive from Como to get here. That's where we're based for this binge. A couple of games in a couple of days.
Yeah.
What's been your favourite element? We'll probably show the audience a little bit about our boat trip.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the boat trip has to be the highlight, but I'll tell you what, the football has been terrific.
Away from football, the boat trip's been
absolutely. Boat trip. How often do you get to cruise around Lake Como, on Lake Como rather?
Yeah, Domenico, our capitano. That led us around earlier today, but Juric, probably about 3 minutes in the stoppages here, and Inter are going to win it back through Di Marco. Di Marco's been immense. Is he the best left back in the world, according to Dan Cancian?
I think at the minute, yes. Yeah, he's got to be. I mean, it's just so consistent.
Here he comes again with a cross. Oh, it was good. Fizzed in. Juric will pick it up. He's that big, lanky striker. That's been their main tactic from Nesta.
He has.
He's got to use what
he's
got.
It's been old-school football. In that respect, you know, having a big target man up front, and he's done really well. You know, he's been brilliant, like, you know, linking up play, getting his teammates.
And what do you think of Daniel Maldini?
Yeah, I thought he did okay. You know, nothing too flashy. I mean, clearly, he's not his dad.
Yeah, well, he's a very different position as well.
But he did okay.
The aroma of Milan here with Galliani. We saw him on the big screen before.
We did.
Also, Nesta, of course, is the coach.
Yeah.
The coach here, taking over in the summer. Daniel Maldini starting tonight. I think he's quite good, especially ground level. He uses his body well. Here comes Danny Motta. We're on Bondo. Here we go. Might be a late chance here. Oh, that is... ball's in the net. And there's a yellow card shot. He's blown an advantage that turned into a disadvantage because he stopped Monza from going into the box. They had the man
that
over
that. That is as big an advantage as you will ever see.
My word.
2-1.
So some late drama at the U-Power, also known as the Brianteo.
You get the feeling that we could be... I have a feeling that Nesta may have something to say about if this kick doesn't go in.
Also, we've got an U-Power Stadium guide for people that want to read up on how to get here, on the best places to park. We're going to add a couple of little quips in about that.
Yeah. You got the famous racetrack, obviously, for Formula One fans. You got the stadium not far away from each other.
Yeah, the Centro Storico is very, very nice. If you can get to Monza, come for the food, the culture. Of course, it's a fabulous destination. And the U-Power Stadium, Dan.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? It's just a lovely ice ground. May still erupt if this goes in.
Yeah, it's going to erupt if this goes in. We're going to find out in a moment. There's a free kick just in the left half space, about 24 yards away from the goal line. Is that Pessina stepping over this, the captain?
It is.
Okay, four in the wall for Inter. He's wearing the away yellow. It's just over the bar, maybe by half a foot.
Yeah.
And that is the final action of this game. Thanks for joining us here at Destination Culture. David Freeney, Dan Cancian. We're going to bring you... plenty this week, including a Monza, inside Monza, look at Neste's coaching. The Upower Stadium Guide is up. We're going to have a look at Inter midweek as well. And of course, that's Davide from Daisy Beast.
Yes, absolutely. We should be up soon. And forward to our latest
Yeah, and next week we're in Milan.